joining us on KBR 680. He's terrific. He's the Vice President of Communications for the Colorado Rockies, a longtime Bay Area baseball man. That's Jay Alves. Jay Alves, Jay, a pleasure having you here.
Marty, it's always good to be back home, so to speak. So, yeah, I look forward to coming here, and great to be back and playing the Giants with my club, the Rockies.
Yeah, Jay Alves with us. So many years, publicity, media with the Oakland Athletics, now with the Rockies for a ton of years as well. So, first of all, the Rockies. This is always an interesting team. You hate to say it's the same story all the time. Injuries, playing away from home, still what sort of sinks them.
No doubt, Marty, and we certainly have not played well of late. We started off really well and played very well early in the season, and then now we've run into some problems with guys getting injured. And players like our left fielder, our right fielder, two starting pitchers, three starting pitchers, it's just been a tough season so to date. But we played a little better at the end of the last homestand. Hopefully we carried over into the road trip.
Well, we're going to see Sean. Is it Sean Bergman? No, it's Christian Bergman. Thinking of the old Sean Bergman. Yeah. Christian Bergman today, Saturday. We'll see that Christian Bergman. And then on Sunday, we come back with another pitcher for the Rockies, who is Nicasio, who, boy, his last two have not been pretty. But you brought up, not you, but the team has brought up a number of young pitchers who have done well, including Christian Bergman, who we see today for the Rockies.
Yeah, Bergman's a guy who's not going to overwhelm you with his stuff. It's certainly good enough, but it's he's a guy who controls the pace, controls the tempo of the game, and pitches the spots. If he does that, he's very effective, and he's a very confident young man, and he's fun to watch pitch. I think he'll pitch very well in this ballpark. And then the other kid we brought up this time, Tyler Matzik, was just terrific the other night against the Braves in Coors Field. Seven innings, he allowed two runs and was throwing 95-96 late in the game. And number one pick number of years ago, he's really harnessed his talent, and hopefully here to stay.
Boy, interesting. You like good young players coming up, and the Rockies brought a few up. We will see them this weekend. Jay, baseball lost a young man, 57 years old, a Cy Young Award winner, Bob Welch. Now, during the years you were with the A's, Welch came over to Oakland, had the great 27-win season. You knew Bob Welch well. We're going to hear more from him in the show today, a memory of the game that I did with him. But I'd love the fans to get your recollections of Bob Welch.
Well, I think the best way to describe him, and I talked to Walt Weiss about this, who was obviously his teammate too, was how Bobby was one of the greatest teammates of all time. I mean, he was always rooting for the team. It was all about the team. It was never about him. And a fun guy, kind of a little crazy, a little goofy, tons of energy all the time, always jumping around. But really a great competitor. Another way you can describe him, teammate. When he went to pitch the game, it was out there. He was out there to win and beat the other team. And I really enjoyed being around him because he was always bringing a lot of energy to the clubhouse and to the game itself. But he was a real character of the game.
I remember the story, I think you told me, a spring training of 1990, I guess it was. He couldn't get anybody out. The earned run average was almost 20, and who knew what he was going to do, and then came out and won 27 games. How did that happen?
Well, that was great because I tell that story all the time because when people have bad springs, guys with veteran players that are good players, I think he was like 0-4, and his ERA was over 20, and he was getting written off. Well, this guy, I don't know. And he was just working on things in that spring, and I learned my lesson that, you know what, he took away his own curveball or what have you, which is a great one, and was just trying to get better command of his fastball and wasn't concerned about the numbers. And obviously that year, I remember we were in Baltimore when he won his 20th game. It was early August, the first week of August. I thought he was going to win 30. I go, he's going to win 30 easy. That was a magical season to be around him. And every time, if we went to the bottom of the seventh trailing and he had pitched the top of the seventh, we scored every time and he'd win the game. So then a couple of guys would come in named Nelson and Honeycutt, and then the guy at the end, Eck, would close it out, and he saved an awful lot of those games. But Bobby was a terrific pitcher that season. But you forget how consistent he was. He won 17 the years before that, the first 2 years with the A's, and then 15, 14 game win with the Dodgers. He won 211 big league games. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that says it all. Jay Alves with us, Vice President of Communications for the Colorado Rockies. 211 wins for Bob Welch, and that says a lot to me. Then you forget how young he was in the World Series when he strikes Reggie Jackson out in game two, and Jackson breaks the bat and throws it in the dugout, and Welch was 21 years old. You forget that he was that young.
His poise on the mound, his competitiveness is what carried him, and that you could see it even then as a kid, and he threw really hard then. That's when he threw upper 90s, I'm sure. They didn't really track it as much then, but Bobby threw in the upper 90s at that point, and then he came up with a big curveball of his. But, yeah, you can see his competitiveness. If you watch that tape, how competitive. It was all fastballs. Here it is, Reggie. Try to hit it. He wasn't going to try to fool him, and his competitiveness and just ability to want to win for his team was is really what reminds me of Bob from his playing days, and a very compassionate, very warm person behind the scenes. And never really let the media see it or the fans see that person behind the scenes, but he was a very compassionate little guy who was always worried about the little guys, the people in the clubhouse, the trainers, people that maybe didn't get as much acknowledgement from the fans or the media, but he certainly always was concerned about them.
Yeah, Bob Welch passes away age 57 this week. Touched a lot of people in baseball. A lot of people, of course, a young man. A lot of people in the game who were teammates have come forward this week and talk about it. He also had an issue with alcoholism during his life, and of course, winning the Cy Young in 1990, where he had the information or where he had the award presented. You could tell a story about that.
Well, he obviously was a recovering alcoholic when to the last day, and he decided that when he won the Cy Young, he wanted to go back to where he had some of his worst days, and that was his best day and as a professional. And so we had it over here in San Francisco. I cannot remember the name of the bar, but we had it at a bar here in San Francisco because he said, I've come full circle. This is where I have my lowest days, and now my highest days. I want to make sure I celebrate it right here where I've come full circle. So that was a very unique day for all of us. Kathy Jacobson, who I worked with, the A's, we talked about that just the other day when Astro Bob had passed, we were talking about it. So a good man. He was just a good man.
All right. Put it very well, Jay. Thanks so much for being on, as always. And baseball lost a good man, and that is Bob Welch, who'll always be remembered. Jay, thanks so much.
Absolutely, Marty. Always good talking to you and coming back home.
Yeah. All right. More coming up in KNBR 680, the sports leader.